Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Northrop Grumman, the value of performance, USAA, proud to support the Navy football team, and by Leidos, practical answers for a complicated world.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Big week indeed in Navy sports. Undefeated Navy, undefeated Air Force. First leg of the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy, a trip to Colorado Springs for the bids. Coming up, we will talk to head coach Ken Niumatalolo, offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, defensive coordinator Dale Pearson, get their strategies for the game coming up in this battle of the unbeatens. Navy women's soccer with a big win on Wednesday night against Lehigh to get back on the winning track of the Patriot League. We'll give you those details and more of all the great happenings around the yard as this is the Navy Sports Magazine. We'll come back with Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. This is the Navy Sports Network.
Navy Federal Credit Union wants to help you drive away with a monthly car payment you can afford. You see, we're a credit union, so we pass the savings on to our members in the form of low rates. We also provide up to 100% financing, pre-approval checks to bring to your seller, plus 24/7 account access and live phone support. So, if you're thinking about an auto loan, let Navy Federal put you in the driver's seat with a great rate and more. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
Thanks to Mountain Dew Kickstart, three bros are about to become more than just a bunch of couch brotatoes. The energizing blast of Dew and juices entering their mouths. Soon they'll be sliding across the dance floor as if it was strewn with appeals of bro-nanas. Then this trio of bromios will recite sweet broetry into the ears of any dame that will listen. These guys are bro-fessionals. Let's do this.
We're coming, world.
It all starts with a kick. Mountain Dew Kickstart. With Dew, juice, and just the right amount of kick. Now available in six flavors that taste good.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Midshipmen getting set for the Falcons of Air Force with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. And I imagine for weeks like this, the buildup to the CIC, this is one of those rare games where I'm sure as a coach and as in a complete football program, got to be a lot of excitement, a lot of edge on a week like this.
Well, there's definitely a lot of excitement. I could tell our guys were a little chippy at practice yesterday. I found my, being a little short fused yesterday, getting mad at things that were pretty minuscule. But you're on edge, you want to, it's a huge game. We know the ramifications, our number one goal every year to win the CIC, and it starts with Air Force. So there's a different atmosphere in the air right now.
But is that the case because, let's face it, this is one of those games where detail is everything. It's proven to us in the past that those who pay attention to the detail the most usually get the job done in this game.
Definitely, detail is important, discipline, and so we just got to make sure that we're on par and on cue with everything we want to do. And so you just want to make sure that you leave no stone unturned, that you cross all your T's, dot all your I's, and hopefully we have.
With 2 weeks to prepare, is there a cautionary as a coach to maybe not over-prepare for a game like this?
Yes, because I always speak out of both ends of my mouth. We got to practice, and then I cut practice back. We need more of this and more, cut back on this. But there's definitely a strong temptation to practice longer, to meet longer, to put more things in. And you just got to make sure that you just keep doing what you've always done. And just because it's a huge game, you know, don't get out of who you are as you prepare.
Oftentimes we talk about all the different offenses now that we see in college football, all the different things sometimes you have to prepare for. This is almost one of those real simple football games. How different is this now based on the things that you all have had to prepare for in terms of in mass against a bunch of spread offenses where this is simple mano a mano and pretty much line up and go play?
Yeah, they know us. We know them. Schematically, things are very, very similar. We're both an odd front team. We both run option. You know, they run more conventional stuff than we do, but it's going to be, you know, blocking and tackling fundamentals. Because, like you said, from a schematic standpoint, we're both very similar, so it's not too foreign to any of our players.
What is this been like to have a chance to go back and look at yourselves through three games and have a couple of extra days to self-scout and really work on some fundamental things getting ready for this football game?
Well, the thing I've been encouraged by is we're 3-0, but we can play a lot better. I think we can play a lot better on offense, you know, taking care of the ball and finishing in the red zone. We're doing a lot of good things on defense. So I think I'm excited about that. You know, we're fortunate enough to be 3-0, but we recognize that we have a long ways to go.
For your, quote, new quarterback, how big was that fourth quarter of that Tulane game and that drive to bring this team together and build that trust that they can trust him as their leader through thick and thin here?
I think it was huge. It was great to see. You know, we had two turnovers, but none of them had to do with him. You know, and so, you know, two costly turnovers as we were driving. We had another penalty and a holding on one drive. They got, you know, negated a drive. So three drives that were negated by penalties and turnovers. And with that said, he was still able to lead us at the end in a close game to come from behind. It just shows you, I mean, the resolve and, the, you know, the fortitude and character of this kid.
Probably know the answer to the question already, but you look at Air Force, you see guys like Robinette and like Owens. It seems like a lot of these guys have been around forever, but kind of like what you all do, it's plug and play, and it's been successful through the years. What do you see in this Air Force bunch as you prepare for them Saturday?
Very similar, Pete. Just, you know, well coached. They know exactly what they're doing in all three phases. You know, if you make mistakes, they're going to capitalize on it. You know, really good coaching staff. You know, and we got our, it's going to be a great chess match, you know, because we feel like we know our philosophy, what we want to do, and they do too. And, you know, like you said, Robin has been there a long time, and Jacoby's been there a long time, and just hopefully we'll be ready.
Navy head football coach Ken Niumatalolo as the Mids get set for the Air Force Falcons. Ken Niumatalolo and Troy Calhoun, very similar. Calhoun been at Air Force just one more year, both with the same, right around the same mark for wins going into their career. Both have been successful there. Both had to follow quality head coaches there at Air Force, and both have done the job and probably even exceeded some people's expectations probably somewhere along the way. Should be a great one. Pair of unbeatens on Saturday, the Navy Midshipmen and the Air Force Academy Falcons. We'll come back with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Falcons of Air Force with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. 2 weeks to prepare.
Yes.
A chance first to go back and look at the previous 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. What did you see, especially from a team that faced an awful lot of adversity in the first 3 weeks of the season?
Well, good and bad. First and foremost is the adversity. Being able to, you know, come back from some bad red zone outings in the UConn game to come back in the Tulane game and be able to put the ball in the end zone when it counted. That's always the biggest thing for us. When we get in that red zone, that's money time for us. And what we work on all the time, what we take pride in, what we've been good at, you know, is scoring points. And it's going to be definitely important this week. And again, you know, from a negative standpoint, again, just always, you know, trying to find a way to get better, trying to find a way to take care of the football, not turn the football over. That's going to be huge in this game with limited possessions, you know. So we kind of go back and look at what we did good and build on that, but also find what you did bad and, again, just try to eliminate those mistakes.
Is there a danger against overcompensating per se in what you've been doing based on the mistakes that have been made, or are they simple things that can be corrected to where you all can pretty much get back into what you all do best in the red zone and obviously have proven in the past to be very successful at it?
Well, you have to be careful as a coach, you know, again, not to, you know, beat a dead horse or something like that. You know, we know what the good thing about it is our kids see it. Our kids see it. They know where the mistakes are. And, again, it's a personal attack on them, you know, when things don't go right. They take it hard on themselves. They make it down on themselves. And as coaches, we have to find, hey, guys, we had a bad outing, but let's not, I mean, pitch it in right now. We have to focus. We have a lot more football to be played. We will get better at this. Let's just put it behind us and move on.
How big was it, and what did you see from Will Worth on that game-winning drive at Tulane?
Just stepping up, being a leader that the kids expect him to be. Again, although he wasn't a starter, you know, we ask kids who's going to be the next superintendent here or who's the epitome of Navy football, it's always Will
Worth. He's the guy, right?
You know, he's the guy, you know. So, again, I mean, it's always say, you know, I feel bad for talking about the same time. You know, Will has stepped in. He's taking his role on, all the pressure with it, you know, and he's embraced it, you know, and now he's living up to it, you know. Now, again, a lot of football to be played, a lot more football downs to be run. So he has a lot more to prove, but at the same time, I'm happy where he is right now.
But you know he loves Tebow.
Yes, he does.
Wears 15, runs through guys like Tebow. Because that's what it looked like to me on the last drive. It was the two big runs that he made were, I mean, phenomenal, because a lot of it was yards after contact.
Well, you know, first and foremost, I'm a little embarrassed that you know that about him and I don't. I never put it together. 15 and the way he plays and the kind of person he is, he's Tim Tebow. I'm sure that's one of his favorite players, you know, who he mimics himself after. And I just never thought about that. It never occurred to me. So I take pride on knowing my guys, you know, inside and out. And I just didn't know that, you know. But it showed up in that very last drive, you know, when we stepped up. I mean, all the energy, just putting the guys on his back and taking us down the field, you know. And we put the ball in his hands. You know, we didn't want the ball changing hands much. So I put the ball in Will's hands and say, hey, win the game for us, you know, and he was able to do it.
Through the first 3 weeks, what have you seen from the offensive line? Because nobody has a perfect game, but, boy, they've been really, really good.
Well, they've stepped up, you know, and in particular, Evan Martin has been great. You know, for a young man to kind of have a roller coaster career up until this point, I mean, he still has his quirks about him, you know, but he just plays good football. He's been playing well, you know, and knock on wood that he can continue to do that. But they've stepped up, and we've taken some pretty, pretty physical defensive lines, you know. And this weekend, I don't see it being any different. You know, we know them, they know us. It's going to be a very, very physical football game. But hopefully, with what we've played against, will prepare us to go out there and knock them off the football.
You guys have gone an awful lot with your unbalanced package. What advantages do you all see in that, and what's the main emphasis to going unbalanced the way you all haven't found success?
Well, it's just to see how people are going to line up. You know, it's a good formation for us. You know, we keep two guys eligible, so they got to keep two defenders eligible, weak. So to the backside of it. So if they don't, it gives a plays a run to the backside, but also to the front side. We have an extra guy to help in our power game. It's a power formation for us, and it's a passing formation for us. We can rip to it and get in trips and throw out of it, but we also can run the belly stuff out of it. You know? So it's a solid formation for us. We can do a lot out of it because there's a lot of options, but it's also very sound for us.
As you and the rest of your offensive staff have evolved this package through the years, what are the things that you all have gradually looked to add? And obviously, sometimes you don't want to overcoach and add too much in there, but what are the things you look to each year to try and evolve it just a little bit more and just a little bit more? Because clearly, you all are able to do a lot out of this thing.
That's a great question. Every year, we try to find something that's different than what we've done, but at the same time, not too drastic, where it's a big difference for us that year. You know, over years with Keenan, our double flex formation has been really, really good for us. We've been able to run out of that formation, some power stuff, and also throw out of it. So every year, we've been able to find something that will help us. And for me, it's all about listening. You know, I can be in that staff room and say, hey, I have all the ideas. Hey, guys, just coach you guys up and let me do all the game plan. But I'm not like that. You know, I need those guys in there. I need their input. I need their brains, their experience. You know, so I sit back and I absorb everything that guys bring in. Some of what we can do, some of what we can't do. So the most important part just for me is to listen to my guys, to the guys that helped me out. You know, Ashley Ingram, Chris Colvin, Mike Judge, Daniel Work, and Mickey Okaitis. Listen to those guys, because those guys have great, great ideas. And we take it all in, you know, and we just make sure that we keep the main thing, but at the same time, you know, we bring all those ideas in and just find ways to, you know, pick from here and pick from there to put into our system to just help make it more efficient.
I was going to say, 7 or 8 years ago, maybe pre-Ricky Dobbs, would you have ever felt comfortable coming out and throwing the way you did in the first half to try and back off Tulane and back off their defensive linemen from maybe, you know, teeing off physically as you know they're capable of?
It's not about your mindset. And back then, probably not. You know, again, we were, you know, Ricky was a very, very, always a good thrower, very strong runner. You know, so our mindset might not have been that way. I also give another example, like with Keenan, when he came in an Air Force game, you know, all those years ago, his first game coming in, we threw the ball right down the field.
Right.
And I can tell you right now, if Trey had stayed in the game, I don't think we would have done that, you know. So just kind of depends on the guy you have back there, what his strengths are, you know. So when Keenan came in, we threw it, and with Will, we can throw the football, you know. So we're going to mix that in and, you know, keep people guessing.
This is almost like an MMA fight coming up this week. You know, body weights are pretty much similar on mm-hmm. both lines. I mean, this simply comes down to man-on-man in a game like this. Mm-hmm. From a play-calling standpoint, what are the challenges of playing a game against a team who you know probably has as much familiarity with you as any you'll face all season?
From a play-calling standpoint, it's just to keep it simple. Again, it's an eye-front defense. We play the same defense here. You know, we can't get too caught up in it's an Air Force game, and we have to go out there and reinvent something. You know, we just have to be sound. Have to be sound in our plan. Have to be a clear plan so our kids can play fast. You know, again, if they know we're going to be, they got to defend it. You know, we got to come off the football and block them. We have to run. We have to break tackles. And somebody has to make a play somewhere here and there. You know, so it's going to be a hard-fought game. But my mindset is to keep it simple. You know, stay aggressive with certain things if they're giving it to us. You know, don't back off. But at the same time, keep it simple so our kids can play fast. And that's always the bottom line, the key to us winning game.
Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper Mids coming up with the Air Force Academy Falcons Battle of the Unbeatens on Saturday. We will be on the air. Of course, the game gets underway at 3:30 Eastern time. We're on the air at 2:30 Eastern time. We'll have our pregame news and notes on our flagship station, WBAL, and the Navy Radio Network. Coming up, how do they attack them defensively? Dale Pearson, defensive coordinator, joins after this on the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
I enlisted in the Army in 2005. I went to Iraq 3 times and Afghanistan once. I've been with the USA 6 years. You know, on a ranch, you have all kinds of damages that you never see coming. One day, I happened to leave the back door of my truck open. Cow bumped into it, push it all the way forward. 2,000-pound animal bumping into a little steel door creates quite a bit of damage. Actually use the app, take pictures of it right there for USAA, and they take care of the rest. Got a brand new door on there within a week. I'm Josh Eilers, and I'm a USAA member for life.
USAA Insurance, for the moments you never see coming. Call today to discuss your insurance needs. 800-531-USAA.
Member pay for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Listen. Hear that? Well, neither can anyone else. It's what a couple hundred shipmates aboard a 300-foot Navy submarine sound like to those who threaten freedom on the seas. Designed by the world's strongest naval force to be neither seen nor heard, America's Navy. Learn more at Navy.com.
Every Monday night starting September 12th, come to Buffalo Wild Wings and enter to be a Best Seat in the House winner. Every week, one lucky fan will win a limo ride for them and 5 friends to and from Buffalo Wild Wings, $100 in free food.
Alcohol and tip not included.
And get to sit in the best seat in the house. Weekly winners will be invited to the grand finale on December 19th and put into a drawing to win one of 3 grand prizes. A comfy exhibit home theater recliner, food for your big game party, or a VIP sports getaway for two.
No purchase necessary. Must be 21 years or older. One entry per person per week only. Must be present to win.
Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis, Arundel Mills, and Columbia. You have to be here.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Falcons of Air Force with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. 3 weeks in the season now, you had a chance to go back and do a little self-scouting. What have you seen through the first 3 weeks of the season from a lot of the different personnel? And I use the word a lot because you guys have had a chance to play a lot of people through the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think we're on the right track. I think the you know, we're playing the right people. We're being able to rest a lot of guys. And again, it's a long season, so we need to be able to continue to do that. I think this week off has given guys that you know, weren't sure about some things, a chance to catch up to where some of the older guys that had a little bit more experience were. So I think it's been a good week off.
For you all this week, it's almost like an MMA fight. It's really man versus man here. I mean, there's not a lot separating you guys and them. How does this week differ from some of the other ones, especially for the guys up front? For one of the few times this year, they're probably going up against a guy that's similar in size, similar in strength, and this is just about beating the guy across the line from you.
Yeah, that's you know, all academy games are like that. They're going to be very similar in not only size and speed and that kind of stuff, but also in their determination, their character, they're going to fight to the end, and we're going to fight to the end. So it's going to be a 60-minute battle.
For your position groups so far, and I look at outside linebacker first because you all have probably gotten more contribution from that position deep in the depth chart over the first three games. It's been unbelievable to see how many guys have come in, and more importantly, how many guys have contributed. Thoughts on what you've seen from those guys and how you all have met somewhat of a challenge to get all those guys on the field, at least for some snaps, where they can contribute?
Yeah, again, I think Coach Davis and Coach Green do a great job with that group. You know, it's just a very talented group. They're, you know, we're easily three deep, maybe four. There's some guys who I think could play physically that just haven't had a chance to get on the field yet. So, you know, they do a great job of coaching them. They're a very determined group. It's a very athletic group. That position should make plays in our defense. It's kind of why we have those type of people out there. You know, I think all of those things combined makes it a pretty solid group.
How important is it, especially at that nose guard position in a week like this, where if those guys can win their battles more often than not, it aids you, at least in theory, in trying to stop what you know will be a run-first attack coming up from Air Force?
Right. That's where it starts. And then we tell the nose guards that we have to win that battle. If we don't win that battle, you're not going to win the game. That's super important. I mean, over the years that we've won, we played really, really well at that position, and we have to. Our guys don't like somebody lining up over the center and knocking them back. It messes with the mesh. It just messes with a lot of things. So we've got to win that battle.
Forrestall and Pittman so far, what have you seen from them through the first three games? And as well with Polu being able to slide down, and he's played some nose for you as well.
Right. I'm very excited about both of them. They play hard. They've done a really nice job so far. They've made plays in there. They're keeping the linebackers free, so, which allows them to make plays. You know, I think they've done a really good job, and Fisher now has had a chance to get a bunch more reps, so we have one more guy that we could play in there. We could always move Forrestall to tackle if we need to now, which we didn't have that luxury in the past. So we do have that move. We could also play Jarvis in there at nose, especially on long downs.
Young corners, what have you seen so far from them?
Really excited about the young corners. You know, they needed to grow up and get some experience. They've had that now. I expect from here on out they'll play really, really well. They have great speed, you know, good size. And they're smart football players. You know, Wooten, who we just moved over in the springtime, had really never played DB, and he's very solid right now. I mean, everybody has to improve, but for where he's at right now, he's doing a tremendous job.
How does their role change, if at all, this week based on what you're playing?
They're probably a little more man-to-man than what they typically are, just because we've got to use the safeties a little bit heavier and run to the pitch, that kind of thing. But they'll be involved in the run pretty heavily. You know, not too different, I guess, but you know, they'll be on an island a little bit more.
At the same time, it seems like Robinette has been at Air Force for an awful long time at wide receiver. What kind of challenges does he present? Because he's a guy physically that, even if you have good coverage, he's one of those rare guys that can go win a battle physically and go get a football, even in tight quarters.
Yeah, he's a basketball player. I mean, he's 6'4", 215 or something. He can run well. He'll go up for the ball. He catches the ball extremely well. He adjusts to the ball while it's in the air extremely well. So we have our work cut out for us. He's a really good receiver.
Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson, Mids and the Air Force Academy Falcons. It's yours Saturday at 3:30 Eastern Time, leg one of the CIC. Back to finish things up on the Navy Sports Magazine in a moment on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Navy women's soccer team, a Wednesday night winner. Rachel Feldman scored twice to beat Lehigh in soccer by a score
of 3-0. Back in action on Sunday at the Glenwater Soccer Facility against Holy Cross. If you can't be there, Joe Miller has the call on Patriot League TV. That'll do it for our show this week. Don't forget the Mids and undefeated Air Force. Of course, we pose a lot of our thoughts, as always, on Army and Navy. Of course, all those competitions brought to you by USAA. But this game has meant an awful lot in determining who the CIC winner traditionally has been over the last 10 to 12 years. And the Mids are going to try and get the job done on Saturday. They've won 10 of the last 13 against the Falcons. But the tough task, of course, is always in Colorado Springs. We'll talk to you next week on the Navy Sports Magazine, right here on the Navy Sports Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Boeing, proud to support the Navy football team. Go Navy! And by Constellation, America's energy choice.